This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeebel. On Tuesdays, we explore education as part of KERA's American Graduate Initiative. Today, we check in with an innovative scholarship program at the University of Texas at Dallas. We told you about it last fall. Students can win up to $5,000 solving challenges in a popular computer game. Today, we meet some winners.
Good afternoon, everyone.
That's Jennifer Tidwell, social media coordinator at UT Dallas, in a YouTube video. She's explaining a scholarship challenge for the school's computer game, Polycraft World. It's based on the mega-popular Minecraft game. But instead of building stuff for fun, the goal is to win a scholarship. Gamers can build things with polymers like rubbers, plastics, and resins.
In a 60-second video, highlight your creativity using bouncing blocks. Here's a tip. More advanced rubbers let you bounce higher.
This was one of a dozen Polycraft World scholarship challenges. Winners get up to $5,000 UTD scholarships. 21-year-old engineering student Ben Gravel took on the challenge.
That was the one I devoted most of my energy to, yeah. Energy and lots of time. Probably, I'd say, on the order of anywhere from 20 to 50 hours, probably, all counted.
Gravel says it was worth it because he won $5,000. He's played Minecraft since high school. For Polycraft World, he picked up online tips on how to make bouncier polymers because the biggest bounce wins.
Some of the bounciest materials require lots and lots of processing steps in real life. So in the game, you have to do lots and lots of things to the basic materials that you can mine or collect in order to get the really bouncy blocks, which are, of course, the most fun.
Fun is what Christina Thompson likes to hear. The UTD senior lecturer helped create Polycraft World so students could learn real-world science.
Polyisoprene, natural rubber, only bounces what? But if you go through the distillation process, there are something like 12 new rubbers in the game. So if you make a better rubber, a rubber that in the real world is more bouncy, you can bounce really, really high.
UTD junior Connor Cohn soared on a different contest. Winning college money for a computer game effort is something he never could have dreamed of.
Cool, I don't really think even describes it. Polycraft is amazing. It's run by a lot of really, really smart people. Scholarships from any sort of competitive gaming as opposed to competitive sport are cool to me in and of themselves.
Cohn and his co-winner Austin Paxton built a virtual three-story factory to create a common but complex plastic used to make Legos. They submitted a video showing how they built it. Paxton describes the factory.
Now, floor three, go! Ammonia to here with the propylene makes acrylonitrile, and acrylonitrile, butadiene, and styrene makes ABS, which is Legos. Ha!
UTD junior Hassam Wadi has won $4,000 in scholarships so far. He's entered several of the Polycraft challenges. He won for creating a periodic table out of game blocks. He put pictures on the blocks to make it easy for kids to understand the elements. In this YouTube video, here's Wadi with his 5-year-old brother.
So for instance, what is this one? This one is really
Quicksilver.
Quicksilver. So my little brother, who has no idea about the periodic table or anything else, can now easily find out what element goes to what. Before Polycraft, it was just iron, diamond, and gold. That's it. And then you come to Polycraft, and there's 20 different elements.
So Wadi points to a block representing potassium.
What about this one? What's this one?
Banana.
It's got potassium in it. There you go. What about this one?
Wadi's baby brother identifies nickel, silicon, and other elements thanks to the program he created. So far, the trial run of this scholarship program has mostly rewarded older UTD students. But Assistant Professor Walter Voigt wants to reach bright high school kids drawn into the game's world of polymer science. So UTD is tweaking the challenges to help younger students become Polycraft masters.
We see a future for higher education that combines virtual and online learning with a lot of the brick-and-mortar learning that goes on here at the university. So if these scholarships go well and we get a lot of interest, this would be a great way if we could teach them a lot of the basics before they ever come to college, so when they get here, they're already superstars.
Thanks in part to a computer game. Bill Zeebel, KERA News.